Palestinian Authority officials say Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas will attempt this weekend to revive ceasefire talks with a radical Hamas faction. Hamas yesterday said it was no longer interested in discussing a halt to its attacks against Israelis. That after Mr. Abbas's comments on Wednesday following peace talks with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and President Bush in Jordan. Israel says it expects Mr. Abbas to live up to his pledge to end the violence. Palestinians complain of ongoing Israeli army raids in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. NPR's Peter Kenyon was at the Aqaba summit. He's now back in Jerusalem. Peter, welcome.
Hi, Linda.
What caused Hamas leaders to reverse their earlier willingness to halt attacks against Israelis?
Well, they were very unhappy with the speech that Mr. Abbas gave in Aqaba. They wanted a much stronger declaration of their demands, an Israeli recognition of a sovereign Palestinian state as one goal of the roadmap for peace. They wanted to hear more about prisoners being released. They wanted to hear about the siege of Arafat being lifted, among other things, and none of those were forthcoming. Mr. Abbas is a pretty matter-of-fact, practical politician. He saw his obligations under Phase 1 of the roadmap. He laid those out, and he stopped. That went over very well with the Israelis and the Americans, but it was a sharp contrast to Ariel Sharon, who had one eye very much on his own constituency. He hammered on Israel's number one demand, security, and made only oblique references to the steps he's expected to take under the roadmap. So really, that damaged Abbas's credibility on the Palestinian street, and this summit that was intended in part to strengthen Abbas may in fact have weakened him among his own people.
And the optimism of that summit meeting seems to have had a very short shelf life once the two leaders returned home.
I think even though there were not great expectations, we always knew that talking about peace was the easy part. But now, once again, we're reminded just how heavy the lifting is that remains. And the most alarming setback is on the Palestinian side, and it includes Yasser Arafat's criticism of the Israeli summit statement, and, of course, the all-too-familiar rallies in Gaza yesterday, thousands of Palestinians supporting the armed struggle at Abbas's vow to end. Certainly, it's far too early to call this a failure, but it's definitely a step back.
A team of U.S. monitors led by Assistant Secretary of State John Wolf is headed to the region. Are they going to have anything to do?
Well, it's hard to see what in the short term. If they arrive now, they're likely to hear reasons why there hasn't been progress. There's not much to measure on the Israeli side. A few prisoners released, some workers allowed into Israel, and of course the cessation of violence is now threatened on the Palestinian side. There are reports that security forces on the Palestinian side are gaining in Gaza, if not the West Bank. Security Chief Mohammed Dahlan may try to buy illegal weapons back, and there's a meeting tonight among Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and other factions that may let us know more about their positions.
And on the Israeli side?
Well, they say they want Abbas to live up to his commitments no matter what. Meanwhile, the army's continuing raids killed two Hamas men yesterday, arrested several men in the West Bank overnight. Palestinians are saying that Israel knows full well that these raids are the surest way to turn these setbacks into outright failure.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem. Peter, thank you very much.
Thanks, Linda.